Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we are back. It's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and we hope Fritz makes it through the show. Ike, we are down 2-0. It's pretty dire, buddy. How you feeling?
Brother Spike, today is not a good day.
Nope.
But we'll figure out a way to get through it together.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was tough. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm really so disappointed in the sports gods over the last 3 to 4 days.
It's not been
great. It's supposed to have been a great weekend here in the Philadelphia area for us as sports fans. And quite frankly, I don't know if it could have gone any worse.
Sixers even lost 2 in Abu Dhabi.
Well, I guess it could be worse.
Yeah,
yes.
They did.
I didn't even know about that.
Yep.
Flyer season starts tonight, tonight or tomorrow, one of those days.
Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that voice you hear right there. Listen, every once in a while, you see a little brother in a little trouble, right?
Yep.
You realize, though, he's got to fight his way through some things in life.
Yep.
And Jackie Baseball, I'm here to tell you, this is going to be one of those moments. You're going to fight your way through it, brother. Holler at your boy.
Yeah. it sucks, man. Like, it sucks. It's been a really great season, and they're on. It has. It's been a great season. They won 96 games. You invest a lot into this. We all invest a lot into this. You know, we're all fans, yada, yada, yada. And it could be over in 3 games. It could all be over in 3 games.
Man.
And I think what's made this even more frustrating is that, like, it's not like the Dodgers have come in here and just blasted the baseball all over the park. They've been right there with this team.
Yes.
And they just are finding little freaking ways to keep losing baseball games. Mm. Like, the little things they keep doing wrong. And that's what sucks. And you're going to look back at the series if it goes the way that we think it's going to go, and they probably have to break up the core, and maybe they'll fire the manager, and who knows what the rest of the time here looks like.
Ooh.
You're going to look back at this series and be like, they were right there. They could be up 2-0 right now.
Yeah.
They could just as easily be up 2-0 as they're down 0-2.
I mean, you look back at the good playoff runs in Philadelphia history and the bad ones, and you can look back and there are just little tiny moments, right? If this ball doesn't go in, if that ball goes in, if this penalty doesn't get called, and that's what it is. And I would echo what Jack says in that the season is not over yet, but I am mostly sad that we've invested so much time and energy into this and that it might be over. The Philly season is different than the other seasons. There's more games to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I am mostly sad here. And there are a bunch of things to talk about, and we will get to all of them throughout the show. But and the bunt has been won, and that is fair to talk about. But I think there's a reason that at the end of the game, we are counting on Max Kepler, who we thought was going to be DFA'd after the trade deadline, was hitting 215. Mm-hmm. Nick Castellanos, who got benched and everybody hates. Mm-hmm. Bryson Stott, who was the 9-hole hitter. And an injured Harrison Bader, who just got here 2 months ago. And that is because the Stars failed and have failed in this series. And I know sometimes, I'm just being straightforward and honest here.
Get it off your chest.
Well, I know sometimes I seem like a hater. I am not a hater. Well, no, a hater wants them to fail.
Right.
I don't want them to fail.
Right.
I am a skeptic, not a hater. And that is sort of a blessing and a curse. The curse is when things are going well, I can't always enjoy them because I see the other side, right? The good
some would say you look for the other
side. Right. It's sort of, it's a combination of just how I am as a person, doing this for as long as I've done it. That's just how I am. Yeah. And the negative
is... Some would say it's in your DNA.
Some would say. And the bad part is I miss some of the fun. The good part, I guess, is sometimes I see some of the negative things that other people don't see because they're having fun, right?
Yeah.
So with the stars in the town, when someone is getting praise that I don't think is deserved, I'm going to say it. Or if there's something that I think that is negative that isn't being brought up, I'm going to say it. And Kyle Schwarber, and we all agree this, Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper have been useless in these two games. But what I wanted, and anyone who has watched a game with me would know this, is those guys to just come up huge and prove every doubt I have wrong. I would have been in tears. I would have been so happy if that happened. Kyle Schwarber is a good player and a good guy. But it has always been my perception that he is a front-running player who is good when things are going well. He hits mistake pitches. He does not have good at-bats. And this year, he has fallen into this thing, this home run hitting thing, where we have lost a lot of the good hitter Kyle Schwarber that we had last year, where he would hit a single or a double or work a walk or some of those things. And he has been completely lost. And in the NLDS last year, he had one hit, a home run in his first at bat. He didn't have another hit. He doesn't have a hit in this series. He didn't have a hit in the Citi Field series, right? Mm-hmm. And when we are relying on this guy that we're all screaming MVP at and all talking about a blank check to come through in just one of these spots, it is disheartening to see him not do it. And then there is Bryce Harper, who is a good player, right? But what I see...
Great player.
Was a great player. What I see is a player who is clearly in decline and a player who too often cares more about what it looks like and the image and the highlight and the poster and then actually making the right baseball play. And he has come up largely small in this. He had two very, very big opportunities yesterday, and he did not come through on either of them. So I sit here, and what I think he's trying to do is getting out there, he's swinging as hard as he can because he wants to hit this giant home run that everybody celebrates. Well, really, if we just got a single, we would have been pretty happy. And I am sad because those two guys who should be the guys who are coming through in these spots have come up so small. And the reality that you are wanting this team to come through and you know eventually you're going to need those two guys to do it. And they have not been there in this series. And it's just sort of the sad realization that they may not be what we want them to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have much to push back against what you said. I'll say this. It's been very disappointing not to have the top of the lineup do what we expect them to do in the postseason. You know, it's one thing to go through the regular season, and these guys have their moments during the regular season, and it's 162 games, and so those games are important for you to get to the postseason. Unfortunately for those guys, is they have 162 games to go through the ups and downs and let it all average out. In the postseason, you don't.
Yes.
You got to be on. You got to be on. There is no guarantee we're going to play 15 games, so I'll get it together in the last five games if I don't hit in the first five games. It doesn't work that way. So, unfortunately for them, in the last two postseasons, in large part, they have not produced. And I know Trey got a nice hit last night, drove in a run. Trey is not at the top of the list of things that bothers me about where us being down 0-2. It is primarily our two biggest players at the top of the lineup. It is Topper's decision making.
Yep.
Although it's not the primary reason why they're 0-2, I'll tell you, managerial decisions in the postseason matter more.
Yes.
Because it isn't 162 games. It isn't a game on a Tuesday night in July.
You can't just see how this is going to work out for next time. You have to be right.
It does not happen. It is so magnified in the postseason. So that is contributed. Give credit to those guys in the middle and the bottom of the lineup. I don't even know if these games are even competitive without those two and our starting pitching.
Yep.
They've done their job. This is disappointing. This is disappointing. They got to find a way anyway to win tomorrow, and we'll get to that. But you look at those two games, and even last night, even the fact that they scrapped and clawed their way back into the game. And they had us fooled for a minute there. Listen, I thought we were going to win that game. I really did. I really did. And then we get ourselves in that position and we beat ourselves. I'll never understand Cassidy on second base with no outs.
And not scoring.
In a one-run game, and we couldn't get the tying run home. That's the series right there in a nutshell. We'll be fortunate if we win tomorrow. We damn sure don't look like we're going to win three straight. So whether it ends in 3, 4, or 5, today it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't.
It doesn't feel good.
Jack, where are you at?
Don't lose in game 5. Like, if it's sometimes, honestly, I wouldn't even want to make it to a game 5 if it means a loss in game 5.
Well, yeah, I would agree. Just get it over with in 4.
You will be a puddle.
They couldn't even let us just die last night. They had to give us that little bit of ounce of hope in the 9th, and then they blew it. Listen, I hear both of you, and I'm frustrated with the Stars as well. No interest in letting them off the hook. You want all the accountability you want. I get it. The reality is all these guys, but where my ire is being drawn is with the manager, who I believe should be managing for his job out in LA, because everything is magnified in the postseason, and it seems like the decisions he is making are backfiring in the game's biggest moments. Robertson one felt obvious to me to not put him back out there. It's the thing I hate more than anything in the world that Rob Thompson does is these up-downs with the bullpen guys. And then last night, to bunt Bryson Stott in that situation. And by the way, like, no one playing it well. Like, even the decision to bunt is one thing. Also, Stott not realizing he could pull the bat back and slap it, a little slug bunt. Or Castellanos not realizing, stay with the freaking shortstop or go back to second base. Like, part of me is actually happy that they're getting exposed of being a dumb baseball team, because we've watched them for 4 seasons be a dumb baseball team, and it's finally rearing its ugly head against a team that is just as more talented than you, that is coming to your ballpark. Kike Hernandez is cackling to Freddie Freeman after the game last night. Can you believe we took 2 here? Like, they came into your ballpark. You're 2-9 in your last 11 playoff games. You're losing all these games at home, which is supposed to be this huge field advantage where you have the best record in baseball in the regular season at home. But, like, little things are costing this team, and little things have cost this team, and managerial decisions, managerial style of play, things like that. I think Rob Thompson is a great regular season manager. He can get you through the regular season, but when it comes to putting the team over the top and winning a World Series, like, that's where he has failed. Two straight games. On top of big decisions last year, big decisions in the Diamondback series, big decisions in the World Series in 2022 that have backfired. Big, big, big decisions that when you're talking about winning a series against the Dodgers, you have to get right.
Well, and on top of that, I think their poor fundamental play is a reflection. It has to be a reflection on Thompson. It has to be, right? Yeah. And we'll get to it in a minute. Jimmy Rollins explained what Nick Castellanos did wrong on the base paths in that situation. Mm-hmm. I was sort of laughing, thinking about it. And Jimmy, have you watched this team run the bases at any point in the last 2 or 3 years? They always make the wrong decision running the bases. You see it when they're on the bases. You see it when they're trying to execute a rundown.
Castellanos was thrown out at second base. He just missed a tag.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, you could see it all over the place. Yeah. The idea that they are that they would fundamentally know how to execute that. And I think it's an excellent contrast between the Dodgers and the Phillies, because the Dodgers are not the Brewers. The Brewers have to be excellent from a fundamental standpoint because they don't have the same talent.
Right.
But over on the Dodgers, you see the biggest money team in the history of baseball doing the right things.
Yes.
And it just proves there is a sort of, you know, smugness or devil may care attitude from the Phillies, saying we're good, we know it, we don't have to do that dumb stuff. There's no way they worked on this stuff. They don't work on rundowns. They don't work on this particular situation. You know, so,
and it's going to cost them.
Yes,
like, it's going to cost them.
It's cost them at least that game. At least if you say it didn't cost them the first game, the fundamentals part, at least it cost them the second game.
Yeah.
Right, Trey not throwing the ball to the right side of the plate.
JT being on the wrong side of the plate.
Well, that was a business decision. That's free agent JT not wanting to block.
Castellanos throwing through the wrong base.
Yeah, so we'll get to that one. I wonder, did he do that to prevent Betts from scoring?
I don't know. It felt watching it, they threw the wrong base.
Okay. Yeah. seriously. Yeah, throw the ball to second base, bro.
I thought so, but then I see Betts. Whatever. All right, this is a big therapy session.
There was a lot going on in that game last night.
There was a lot going on.
And they were literally no hit for five innings.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have bet on that.
And then
we
got to the ninth, and it was happening. And, man, it felt like it was happening.
Oh, man.
When Casty puts his bat out and is called safe.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
There it is.
And you review it and it actually went the Phillies' way.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, the second they put Trinan in.
And he was safe.
Yeah,
he was safe. That was a
dumb decision, but, he was safe. Yeah. Like, Trinan was the perfect guy to get.
Yes.
He's cooked, man.
Yep.
Roberts putting him in that situation is crazy.
Yeah.
They had Sasaki, who is, again, he's now resurgent, but again, that's a huge spot for him. And Trey even hits the ball pretty hard. And if he's full strength, maybe Freddie Freeman,
maybe pushes Freeman to bobble it a little bit. Yeah.
It sucked, man.
It did.
They were right there.
And the one positive thing, and positive to the bottom of the order that you said,
mm-hmm.
Harrison Bader can be on my baseball team for the rest of eternity. If he wants to be a Philly when he's 55 years old.
Hey, the man.
That guy walking up there, but he's saying he's 80%. I don't know, if you saw him running to first base, he ain't 80%.
No.
He could barely run. He gets up there, and Ike said this before the show. Everybody watching that ball game knew Harrison Bader was getting a hit there.
Yep.
It was just a question of what the hit was going to be.
Yep.
Is he going to hit a home run and end it?
I actually thought he was going to hit a home run.
Yeah, and end it. It's Harrison Bader, from now until forever, should be a Philadelphia Philly. I want him to retire as a Philly. That guy, no problems with Harrison Bader today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 215-592-9494. Oh, Corey in Columbus, you are on WIP.
Hey, man, y'all all explained everything. I mean, like, just watching a game last night, and it's like when you go into the bottom of the ninth or whatever, and then you see, like, the lineup was it was Kepler, and then who it was Kepler, Castellanos, whoever.
Marsh.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Marsh. Yep, and then
it was Kepler, Stott, and then Marsh, I believe.
Right. I'm thinking this 1-2-3 out, the game over, right?
Yeah.
I mean, most people are thinking that because,
Marshall,
so then, you know, we get people home, you know, and then you get the whole stock punting. Like, first of all, the question of the day, what is it? Is Topper managing for his job? Of course, that ain't even a question. Like he should be fired unless they win the World Series. Like, this dude, this has been the same dude every single year making dumb decisions, right? So it's like, I don't even know why that's even a question. He should be fired. And I get it, everybody like him. I mean, some people don't. I don't mind him, but it's like, he don't really do nothing. I know he's not a rah-rah guy, but he don't bring no energy to this team. He make dumb decisions with the bullpen. He's telling people, and then y'all don't even know how to execute a bunt. Just like Jack said, Castellanos, you a dumb player, bro. When you see the punt ain't executed properly, you still run anyway. When you know Stott going to first, you don't got to go to third. Then you sit up here, and let me talk about the top three, right? The Ohio peasant, right? The Ohio peasant. We sit up here, this dude, we praising you. I'm saying that you need to be the damn MVP. You got zero hits in two series. One hit, maybe versus the Mets. One or zero hits in NLDS. In the past 2 years, right?
One.
Bryce Harper, right? MVP3, we praise you. Great guy. And I love Bryce. And I hate to do this because I really love Bryce Harper. You can't do nothing. I can't even really be mad at Trey Turner. Like, I know everybody gets mad, but it's like Trey Turner, third best player on the team. I know that, you know, Schwarber doesn't play the field. But it's like, this team, man, it's like every year y'all do dumb stuff. Like, y'all get us excited. Y'all be selling us false hopes. Y'all be selling us damn fake CDs on the corner. We think we about to get a top 95, and this stuff is blank. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, what the hell? And, like, we tuning in. Like, we thinking it's over. We on life support. You know what I'm saying? Beep, beep, beep. We on life support. Y'all, I'm like, we about to win. You know what I'm saying? Trey Turner coming. Because this is the thing. If Castellanos isn't stupid, right, and he stays at second, even if Turner get out, we got zero outs. We got Turner, Schwarber, and Harper, the three best players on the team. And then think about Bryce Harper coming to the plate with two outs and the bases loaded. I know if that would have happened, he would have delivered. But we don't even get the damn moment. We don't even get the damn money.
Well, and they couldn't pinch run for him because they had Wilson for Bader.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying they should have pinch run for Castellanos. I don't know how you do that there, because if you can find somebody, you could put a pitcher in there, and maybe that person's faster than Castellanos. But there's no way that pitchers haven't run the bases for 3 years, 4 years, how many years it's been. Yeah, you couldn't, right? I mean, Marchand maybe. I don't know. No.
Well, I would imagine anybody's faster than Casta except for Boehm.
Yeah, I'd love a little sprint off between those two. Well, that's the part where, like, not to get too nitty-gritty, but there's two things that annoy me. Well, not annoy me. One, that's where the Rojas injury before the series hurts, because he could have been in that situation. Mm-hmm. They were going to bring him up, but he got hurt last week at Lehigh Valley. And then, I know, but they pulled Sosa with two outs in the seventh inning for no reason when they could to bat Stott.
Oh, right.
So they could have theoretically just kept Stott on the bench, and he could have pinch ran there. I know that's like extreme 20/20 hindsight.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to pinch hit him in the seventh. There was two outs and no one on.
Well, and all it comes to, and thank you for the call, Corey. What it comes down to is just let Bryson Stott swing the bat. I mean, yeah. Bryson Stott is the smartest hitter on the team. He has the best bat control on the team. You have the other team teetering. You know, I mean, that is if Bryson Stott hits a double down the line, that is a series-changing inning, you know, if he does that. Your best-case scenario there is Castellanos is on third, right? Let's say it all worked. Actually, let's do this next. We'll do the whole bunt thing next, because you'll hear what J-Roll said. You'll hear what Larry Anderson said, and we'll break that down. This is a therapy day for all of us. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now that I'm struggling in this business, by any means, the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Cause I'm cursed, I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? I'm not gonna stop you.
Oh man.
232 Pac every day on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Now, is this East Coast or West Coast?
This is West Coast.
Okay. Okay. We're figuring it out.
I was texting Jack which tracks on.
No, this is East Coast.
This is who produced this?
This is off of Me Against the World.
So who produced this?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But that album is a.
Because I was going through
Easy Mo B.
Okay.
Sort of the same person did Temptations.
Because I was going through the second album and showing Jack which of the tracks were East Coast tracks and which of the tracks were West Coast tracks. The Twitter question is brought to you by, he said he didn't care. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck, which they might need this October. Experience the difference at showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Biggest reason the Phillies lost last night, the poll question is Rob Thompson or Harper and Schwarber.
Wow. I'd go with Harper and Schwarber.
What do you think the poll is at?
It's got to be Harper and Schwarber, right? Let's go 63% Harper Schwarber.
75% Harper Schwarber.
Okay, more than I thought. Okay.
Yeah, I think.
It's got to be Harper Schwarber.
We'll get to the bunt in a second. I think there is blame to be on Rob Thompson usually. Yeah. I think a lot of times we put stuff on coaches and managers because it's easier than admitting that the players good enough.
Yeah.
But I think in this situation, I think both answers are right.
If they come through with their hits, Rob Thompson isn't doing what he did in the ninth inning.
Right. When I think Schwarber came up with, or Harper came up with two guys on twice, or one guy on once, two guys on.
The big one's in the sixth, or two guys on with one out.
Yeah, and he struck out there. Yeah. And then he flied out in the eighth with one guy on.
Yes.
Right. Yes. That was after Turner got the hit up the middle.
Yep. 215. We'll get to the bunt discussion in a second. Some interesting sound from Jimmy Rollins and Larry Anderson. First, Chuck from Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
I want to say I formally want to apologize to Jack. I want to say I'm sorry. I feel sorry for Jack.
Thank you, man.
You know, this guy bleeds red. And these guys, you know, they just, you know, they bury Jack every year, you know, and just humiliate him as a fan.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Kick me while I'm down. Yeah.
Yeah, kick him while he's down, you know, just urinate on his his grave.
On his sneakers.
You know, you know what I mean, Jack, if I was you, I wouldn't want to throw out a pitch for that team ever. You know what I mean? As long as
he's not passing up that.
Yeah, we're doing that. Sorry, that'll be a whole thing next year.
It's part of being a fan, Chuck. Yeah. Like it's the pain that you go through that makes the eventual winning worth it.
Yeah, Chuck, I mean, you've been an Eagles fan your whole life, and they didn't win a Super Bowl until the 2017 season. And at no point did you just give up because that's a good point. that is a good point. It's not in our DNA. You want the Phillies to win, right? I mean, you know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bryce is your guy too. Did you give up on Bryce, Chuck?
No. I would never. I mean, the thing about Bryce is them injuries caught up to Bryce. Oh. But I'm gonna tell you the guy that I'm very disappointed in, and everybody loves him, and you know who he is. He's a turkey, man, and that's Kyle Schwarber. You know what I mean? You know, I was looking forward to the bottom of the lineup hitting, and you know how I realized the Phillies were gonna lose yesterday when I seen Trey Turner come up the bat, the top of the lineup. That shouldn't be. I felt uncomfortable with the top of the line of batting, opposed to the bottom of the line of batting. Now, I don't know baseball like you guys always like to play and say, I don't know baseball, and April will say, yeah, this guy, you know, Jack probably forgot more baseball than I ever know. But I do know one thing, how I felt yesterday watching the game. And I felt like I didn't even want the top of the lineup to come up the bat. And that is a bad feeling.
Totally
agree. You know
what
I
mean?
Yeah, Chuck, it's funny. In the ninth inning, I was actually excited that Stott was up before the top of the lineup. I thought to myself, here's our shot, you know, Stott.
That's not supposed to be.
No.
When you're counting on a guy with a hamstring injury, can't even run, you know what I mean? My wife was cheering for Bader, and when she seen him, she clapped. You know what I mean? That's how much that guy meant to this team, man. You know, when he went down, man, it was over. I knew it was over. You know, because he's just that heart. He hasn't been in these situations where they fell miserably. Year after year after year. He was just coming into this thing, probably excited to be back in the playoffs as a starting center, and he played with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
These guys are dead. They're walking zombies, man. You know what I mean? They're just like, you know, the Toxic Avenger. They're losers. You know what I mean? Just swamp things. I don't know what the hell to call them. They're dead, man. You know what I mean? Just dead. There's no life. And it's the reason why, you know, and I don't mean to come at Topper, but he was a backup manager for 30 years?
Bench coach.
Yeah, bench coach. Yeah, it's the reason why. You see why. You know what I mean? He's not ready for the big lights. You know, that guy Roberts, he coaches so circles around him. You know, he made a mistake yesterday. He kept that closing there. He put that closing there and almost came back to bite him in the butt, but we couldn't take advantage of that. You know, see, I tell you, one thing for sure, two things for certain, right? One thing you can count on, you could count on Santa Claus showing up on Christmas, and you could count on the Phillies losing in October. And I'm just tired of counting on that. Jack, I tell you, stick a fork in it, it's done, baby. We got to switch this thing up, man. Kyle Schwarber don't get a dime. You got to go. Go back, go to Cincinnati, wherever you got to go. And we need to get some players in here that got heart, man. That's all I got to say, man. You guys don't got no heart, Spike. They don't have no heart, man.
That's tough. Listen, Chuck, it's hard to argue against any of that. When you look at the top, what are 2-for-12, 2-for-13, the top of the lineup?
Trey has one hit, Bryce has one single. They both have a single.
Man.
Listen to this, though. I heard I heard Joe DeCamera say earlier, these guys are, maybe they're just better than them. And, you know, you got apologetic Ruben on there apologizing for the Phillies. Nobody want to hear that at this time, man. These guys are, you know, they won the regular season series against the Dodgers. And they had home field.
I agree.
I don't want to hear that they're better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree.
I don't want to hear that, man.
Now, listen, to your point, what you're saying is that you don't want to hear that the Phillies didn't have a chance to win this series. The Dodgers may turn out to be better because they're going to prove it on the field, but the idea that the Phillies had no business being in this series with the Dodgers and didn't have their chances, that's far from the truth. The Phillies pitching have showed up in both games. Right?
They showed up in both
starting pitching has showed up in both games. Who has not shown up has been our big money guys, the top three guys. Ohtani has been virtually trash for the Dodgers for two games. Mookie came alive last night. Freeman hit the ball hard last night. Teoscar Hernandez, I know you two were going back and forth about the top three. Sorry, Fritz, whether he's in the top three or not, he's one of their best players.
Yeah, and Ohtani did have a big hit last night.
And he did have a big hit last night. So their guys came up with the hits, as well as a Will Smith coming in and getting a big hit. So we got clutch hits from our guys in the middle and the bottom of the lineup, but our top of the lineup guys didn't do their jobs, and that's what they get paid the money for the postseason. You get paid $35 million a year. You get a $300 million contract for what you're supposed to be able to do when the lights are the brightest.
Well, and here's the fact is that, you know, you could point to, as Jack did yesterday, you could say, well, Ohtani's average in this series, Freeman's bet's not that
They're
good.
They're 4-for-25.
But also, they won. So, so when it comes down to it, if really all it would have taken is one big hit from Schwarber.
We didn't need them to go 3-for-4, 2-for-4, just one big hit in the clutch moment.
From either of those guys.
Yes!
It could change the entire series.
And all three of them, the irony about last night is all three of them, and Trey got a hit late in the game to help keep the rally going. But when you look at Schwarber and Harper, and I'll even throw Bohm in there, they all came up in moments where they could have had an impact on the game, and none of them came through with a hit.
Yep, absolutely. Thank
none
you for
of them
the
came
call,
through
Chuck.
With a hit.
And Trey had the hit last night. I think he hit that last at bat. He had that ball
square. Yeah, he had a good ball, yeah.
You know, it just is what it is. But overall, you look at all you have to do is look at the production, not just the production, put the stats away, look at the moments.
The moments.
They
yes.
had moments.
Yes.
You could hit. If you hit 167 for the series, but you hit a three-run homer when they needed a three-run homer, it changes everything. So
Kirk Gibson is famous for the moment.
The moment, right. The moment. So the big debate today, or it doesn't seem like much of a debate, though there are enough people that are arguing for the bunt, is Topper's decision to bump Bryson Stott in the ninth inning.
And play for the tie.
Which is we'll get to the J-Roll thing in a second. The biggest problem I have with it is that if it works out the way he's hoping it does, you have a man on second and nobody out and the Dodgers on the brink. If it works out the way you hope it does, you have Castellanos on third with one out. Somebody hits a sacrifice fly. Then there's two outs and the bases are empty
and
you're tied.
Out of the plate.
Yeah. But by the way, best case scenario, you're tied with nobody out and nobody on. That's not the scenario that I want in this. I want to go win that game in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, the thing that annoyed me, on top of everything else that annoyed me, the whole playing for the tie thing, because the bullpen was in a healthy spot.
Yeah, what's he even talking
also,
about?
You're at home. You're playing a juggernaut Dodgers team.
Yeah, you play for the win.
Play for the win. Also, your bullpen, you already burned Duran, unless you want to have Duran go back out there.
Yeah.
Which, theoretically, sure.
He could.
Well, we know that would not have worked out.
But then it's like, all right, then you have Robertson.
Yes.
And then you have Ranger.
Yeah.
That's your healthy bullpen?
Yeah.
Against their healthy bullpen?
I have no idea. Because he already used Banks, by the way, as well.
I know. Yes. He used Banks and Strom.
Yes.
And Kirkering.
Yes.
And Duran.
Yes.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then the other lie is the wheel, the Mookie disguised the wheel play. He bunted on the first play.
And we saw it there.
And he saw the wheel play.
Yeah.
So, no, he didn't disguise it. He showed you what they were going to do, and he still did it.
Yeah, the whole story of that being some sort of magic trick play to cover third on a bunt.
I know.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Well, I think that's where it's fair to question the decision to keep the bunt on.
Yes.
Once you already show what was going to happen, basically that's an advantage for you, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, or square up and pull it back and hit it over their head.
Yeah.
He's the one guy on the team I would trust to do that. Here is, was this on MLB Network, Jimmy Rollins?
It was on TBS.
On TBS. Here is what Jimmy Rollins had to say about how Nick Castellanos screwed up in this situation.
Remember, there's no force play. There's no force play at third.
He's got to tag you at third.
He has to tag you at third. So, they're giving up second base. That means I can get as far as I can because no one's going to be at second base for a back pick.
I can always turn around
I can
and
always
run
get
second.
Back. He didn't do that. He was just kind of sitting there almost like there was no game plan. Mm. Like, what to do? If I can read this bunt and it's short and I can get there, I can go.
Right.
If not, I can go back.
Now, he couldn't go back because Freeman ended up covering second.
He was on his way.
Yeah, he was on his way.
He could have stopped earlier, though.
He could have, yeah, he could have stopped.
If you saw it going one way.
Yes.
That's theoretically because they had to tag him at third base.
Trusting these guys to do the right thing on the base pass.
100%.
Yeah. If for no other reason, Topper shouldn't have bunted because you can't trust these guys to make the right play.
And this is where, again, where it's fair to question the decision to do it there, which led to other questions. Which I'm not sure those are strong enough questions meaning pinch run for Casty, but looking at Casty as the guy who's out there and knowing he's not fleet of foot.
Yeah.
Like that has to play into your mind and what decisions you're making there. You have to take that into account. It was almost as if they didn't care that Casty was the one that was out there at second base.
Yeah, and he couldn't have pinch run for Casty because he knew he had a pinch run Weston Wilson for Bader, who was going to come up anyway. So they were stuck with Casty.
Yes.
Which is why.
Just let Stott swing the bat. Don't give away an out. Just give us three chances to get a hit instead of two.
Just trust him to hit the ball on the ground to the right side.
Yes.
He's your best bat to ball guy.
Yeah.
Just trust him to do his job.
At least in that situation, if it doesn't work out that way, more of the criticism is on the hitters not being able to hit the ball to the right side versus why didn't Rob Thompson bunt Casty over?
When your worst case scenario is you have Casty on second with one out instead of Stott on first with one out.
Yeah.
So here was Larry Anderson's reaction when they decided to bunt.
Max Muncy with a tremendous play, charging in, fields it, turns around and throws to third, and a failed bunt takes away the tying run in scoring position.
I don't know how you can bunt there. I mean, with their charging like that, and you got Casty, I mean, he's out by 15 feet. I just totally disagree with that.
Well, we are blessed to have Larry Anderson in the booth.
Oh, no doubt.
215-592-9494. Chris in State College, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you? I can't get over this game, and I can't stop thinking about it. I haven't been able to sleep. The pitchers have done these starters have done every single thing they can. Lizardo pitched a gem. Sanchez pitched a gem. There's nothing. I don't know what to do anymore with this team. They just have no heart. It's every year.
It really is disappointing, man.
Yeah.
It is, and this thing has it started off with such a bang with what they did in 2022, and we've yet to reach that height again. We've been going backwards, and I know we've stalled again in the NLDS, but to not have your guys in the last 2 years in the postseason, your star guys have any moments, no moments in a two series?
Yeah.
You guys don't have, I mean, I guess Schwarber had the one home run, and Bryce had the home. Didn't Bryce have a home run in game two?
Yeah,
game two. But it pales in comparison to the failures that they've had when coming up in other clutch moments.
And Bryce did have the homer in game two, but there was an at bat in game three, where there two guys on or bases
four.
Loaded.
It might have been game four.
No, it was game three.
It was game three because we were in the outfield when it happened.
Okay.
Yeah. But the early at bat he had in this one reminded me of that at bat, those are big moments. And The no heart thing, the thing that I want to clarify is I wouldn't say that about the bottom of the lineup. last night. The Max
Hell,
Kepler,
they're the reason we got back in the game.
Yeah, there were guys on there that were fighting in that game.
Yeah.
And the starters, as you mentioned, specifically Lizardo. Lizardo, after a rocky first inning, settled in there.
17 straight retired.
Yeah, and they were quick, which is the best version of Lizardo is not striking everybody out. It is getting guys out on one and two pitches, which he was doing. He looked great last night. He gave him everything that you could ask for.
I don't know how these Trey, Schwarber, and Bryce just go absent. Bryce had a hanger and then flew out to the to center field. And Ranger was supposed to could have been used. I don't know why we didn't pitch him. They used Glasnow in the first game. They pitched three starters against us. I just feel like the locker room, there's just no energy. And we're leaving these starting pitchers out to dry, and I can't get over that bunt at all. And it's the same situation as it is if you're in extra innings. You have a runner on second and no outs. Stott's 1-0 in the count, and then he already showed the bunt. He took the pitch for a ball. He could have flew out, moved the runner to third, and then another sack fly, and we tie the game. But there's no heart. There's nothing. I don't know what's up with this team anymore. I can't support it. It's been the worst weekend of my life. Penn State lost, the Eagles lost, the Phillies lost two games. I don't know anymore.
And the Sixers lost in Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
In the preseason.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. Yeah.
The Union won the Supporters Shield.
They did. The Union are keeping us afloat right now. Thank you for the call, Chris.
Would you have gone to Duran over Kirk Herring the seventh?
I didn't think about it until it was brought up. Yeah.
I guess so.
It's supposed to be about high leverage situations. Yeah. You want to keep a game 1-0, and Kirkering is the last person. We saw when he was warming up in the bullpen. We were all like, oh, hell, they got Kirkering warming up.
And he started warming him up in the fifth inning.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's actually appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because he's always let the starters a little too long. Like, yeah. Thompson got him out there quick. The shame of the Kirkering inning is he actually did his job if Trey and JT execute that play.
Yes.
Because Pa has popped out.
Because he struck out the first guy.
Yeah.
And then
there was a play.
And then there was a dribbler. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and then Baez popped out. And then Will Smith got the hit.
Yeah. And Kirkering was good in the first game, too. I guess, though, if you're talking about the highest leverage situation, then that was it for Duran.
That's what we argued about.
Yeah.
That's what Gabe would have done.
But
I know, but then who else is closing up? But then I guess you would have Ranger.
Yeah.
And you would have Strom.
And we don't know. If Ranger isn't physically able to do this, maybe this is just gamesmanship with Thompson saying that he could pitch.
I kind of feel like it is.
He was out in the bullpen. He went out to the bullpen, I think, in the third inning. So he was out there. But I have no idea. And, you know, I would rather have Strom in there against Ohtani than Ranger. The Ranger thing isn't the thing that I'm worried about. And to your point, Jack, Kirkering pitched pretty well until the Will Smith hit.
Yeah,
but
it was his fault. Yeah.
But they should have, that dribbler Trey should have had, it should that guy should have been dead to rights. It was Teoscar, right? Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Sean in Havertown, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I think Thompson's taking a little too much heat here. If the top three hitters were 2-for-21 or whatever they are, the odds for the Phillies to win this series would have been astronomical. Never would have happened. And that's the reality of why the Phillies are losing. And there's no way that anybody in the world could ever say that Thompson's one decision here or that decision there, we're going to cost them the entire series.
Well,
I think he's a good manager. And, you know, yes, maybe there's one spot here, but they're not the top three hitters. If your top three hitters are 2-for-21, you're going to lose every time.
Well, both things can be true, Sean, I think. I think I agree with you in that if those guys do their job, we're not counting on Bryson Stott in the bottom of the ninth to bunt or not bunt. But the truth is we were in that situation, and it is hard to argue that the way he played it was the right way, especially considering if you're going to go to tie the game, this top of the lineup that we're all unsure about is the ones that are going to have to score you the run in the bottom of the 10th. You know, we're going to have to get there again, and we're going to have to stop the Dodgers again, which is why I think you just go and try to win the game in the bottom of the ninth. I think both things can be true. I think the Thompson decision can be wrong and could have cost them last night, and the reason they were in that situation is because Schwarber and Harper didn't do their jobs earlier in the game.
And that might be fair, but you're also, I think in your point, you're saying essentially you can't count on the top three guys to come through. And that's very unfortunate. And
I agree.
That's why they're losing this series. It doesn't have to do with the simple managerial decisions. And before I jump off, Jack, I have a question. If you watch Blake Snell out of the stretch, tell me why every time he pitches, it's not a balk. He comes set, he lifts his leg, and then he lifts it again. I would love to hear your commentary on that.
Well, Lizardo does that too, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He's been doing it forever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And they've never gotten called for it.
Yeah. Lizardo didn't do that in the beginning of the year, and he was having problems out of the stretch, and doing that.
Tried to simulate what it's like out of the windup with his leg kick.
Yeah. So he has that little, he lifts his leg, he sort of moves it, and then.
As long as it's one continuous motion, it's fine.
Okay.
So like that's where you can't stop.
Right.
Then that's where the balk gets called.
It seemed like in the seventh, Snell was in there in the seventh, right? It seemed like there were a couple of close calls on balks when he went to look at second base.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think I was already on my walk around to that
point. Oh, yeah, yeah. We lost you after Schwarber and Harper choked.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't hit. Yeah.
It's gone. Yeah. People were saying, where's Jack? We don't know. I told Seltzer afterwards, we were in the broadcast booth. I said, I'll hang out with you here just in case Jack never comes back for the pregame show. Then you came back for the postgame show. Then you came back. You saved us all. 215-592-9494 as we break down the Phillies loss to the Dodgers, now down 2-0. Elliot will join us next to raise Jack's blood pressure.
Oh, man, brighten up the day for everybody.
Yeah, not doing it. Yeah, not doing it.
No, we're doing it.
He can do his little thing.
Yeah. And we have news of a meeting between Saquon, AJ, and Jalen.
That's right.
You know,
everything's fine.
Everything's fine now. I have a quote.
They snuck a meeting in between game two.
I have a quote from Brian Daboll about how open AJ Brown is that we'll talk about.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Oh, Daboll. Oh, for real? That's what he wants to
yep.
do?
Saquon's hurt. Landon Dickerson could miss several games.
And the Phils lost.
And the Phils lost. Not great. Not great day. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.